Gatun, G-A-T-U-N. Gatun Lake is not a natural lake. If you know your history, you know that the French made an attempt at the making of building the Panama Canal. And they failed. There was a lot of old French machinery there that they'd use. The way the lake is formed at that altitude is by rain. Heavy rain in Panama. So that you are now created this big basin of water that sits up there. And that's what is used in, to raise a ship. Now to lower a ship, now that he's at the top, what you do is drain out the water in the top lock. So it drains down to the next lock. A lock is consisted of several gates. It's not just one gate. And there are several of those locations. I think there's a Pedro Miguel locks in the middle, and there, I forget the name of the locks on the Pacific side, but there are at least three different sets of locks to make the transit. But when that water, hot water comes down through those pipes, and it wants to it wants to rise. There's a turbulence like you've never. It'll take that ship and shake it. Oh, you wouldn't believe it unless you're on it.
I got two for the price of one.
Huh?
I got two for the price of one.
What do you mean?
I got the locks.
Yes.
And I've got mad cats.
Yes.
Do you have a story about going through the locks? Have you been through the Panama Canal?
I don't remember a particular story. Can you give me any details?
I'm not sure. You said you've been on a ship going
through
the
locks? Oh, yeah.
What locks have you been through?
All of them. Well, I mean,
on the canal.
Yeah. Now, in other words, I've made the passage from the Atlantic to the Pacific.
Okay.
Now, the locks were started in 1914 by the French. They were failed, and we took over. And they were completed in 1925. No, hold it. 1925. I think those are the correct dates. There's great fishing off of the Gatun Dam. They dammed up this like you would any area to hold the water, and eventually it flows out. And where it met the cold waters of the Atlantic at the dam, a lot of people used to fish there. Excellent tarpon fishing, excellent. In fact, I caught a couple of tarpon myself. I never caught another tarpon after leaving there. Oh yeah. And my executive officer in the squadron with whom I flew as co-pilot, He took a prize down there for the record. You had to use 10-pound line. Yeah. And these tarpons fight like mad, which means you got to play them until they tire. If you try to haul in that line of snap like that. And these tarpon come up, they're a beautiful sight. They know they're snagged, and they come up and they stand on their tails as they come out of water vertically. And they just shake their heads like that. And when they shake it, the hook, if it's not all the way through the roof of their mouth, there's only one place in their mouth that's soft, where a cleft in the roof. If the hook gets in there, well then, you might break the cord, but if you play it right, you'll bring him in. But in most cases, it's not in that cleft. He's caught on the roof, but not in the cleft. And he stands up in his tail and he just goes, look, we got that. So it created this saying that he spits the lure back at you. And I mean, it does come. Oh, that beautiful fish. Yeah, beautiful fish. De Lesseps was the French engineer who tried to build a canal. Now wait, yeah.
Tarpon. The name of the fish was tarpon?
Tarpon, T-A-R-P-O-N. There's a good tarpon fishing off Florida, but not prolific like in Panama. And you had to do this fishing while standing on the dam with water flowing over. And the water would be several inches deep, not to, and you were covered with seaweed, so you were not there with spiked shoes. You not only went out there with spiked shoes, but the rules also required that having captured your fish, you had to lead them over to a beach at one end of the dam, and you had to beach them. Without breaking your line. There weren't many people got prizes.